In studio, we have Chris Mann and Kate Kavan as we talk a little bit about a big event that they brought a big box in. And we're going to help them out, aren't we, Janet?
Yes, we are. I'm bringing my stuff tomorrow.
Yeah, good, she already talked about some of the things that she has. So I'll let you guys talk a little bit about what you're doing and how this all started.
Yeah, just here to kind of roll out kind of a program or a coat drive. I had mine for a couple of years, and Kate came on board and helped me get it off the ground. But it is CR Men Concrete for Coats, or CR Men Concrete Coats for Kids. And our mission is kind of to help give the gift of warmth this holiday season. Our mission is to just ensure that children of our community stay warm this winter. You know, we believe big change begins at a local level. So, you know, we've got these drop boxes we had made by Jayhawk Box. They helped
us
out.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And looking for more local businesses to put them in. Right now we've got a few lined up. Like Big Red Kino, the Fremont Auto Center, Kohlmeyer Passageway by Jay's or Osteria Kayla's, Crush Pizza and Ale House, and then Kate's rounded up a few here.
Yes, yes, and I would like to say thank you. We will be having all of these coats laundered through Blue Sky Laundry.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
They don't have to come in clean. We will come and take the boxes every week, clean them out, and get them over to Brad over there at Blue Sky.
So, nice.
Yes.
Well, and you know, lately, you haven't seen kids out there wearing coats, but...
I know. Hopefully, we don't need them.
Exactly. That'd be nice if they changed this into the vacation destination, right?
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so, Chris.
But, you know, even every winter, you do see kids, though, that are out and about in maybe a light jacket or something. You're like, oh, man, that kid needs a real coat.
Yeah.
It happens every year, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it's not just coats. I mean, any winter hats, scarves, gloves, boots, anything like that. You know, anything new or gently worn. But like Kate said, we still get them laundered. And then we are working with Lifehouse is where they'll end up going.
Oh, so. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you said you had some boots, right?
Yeah, I spent end of last week cleaning out the basement. My boys are much bigger now than their size 2 little snow boots.
Yeah, so. Good time here to do that. We'll take it. Yeah.
Right here. Yeah. I mean, I don't even have to have the comfort of my own workplace.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, we have some of those at home, too. So.
And it's good to purge your closets every once in a while. As a mom, you understand. It's
yes.
just nice to kind of clean house and help somebody else who needs more than us.
Yeah, and we have so much. I'm sorry.
Yo, no.
We have so much. I mean, when I was purging the house, it's like, why do we need all these things? And some people don't have anything. So to be able to have a box like this and have people donate either gently used or new, there's a lot of sales you can get.
You can find gloves and all that stuff. Pretty reasonable. Yeah, even when you're walking by Menards, I know that.
Yep.
You're inside Menards, you're like, oh, hey, look at those gloves. They're only like $2 each.
Yep. Use your rebates. Yep.
Exactly.
And get your family involved too. Let your children bring to put
Make
in the box.
Exactly.
So that, what a teaching moment for them. You know,
yes.
I have a coat. I'm giving someone else a coat too. And just to have that philanthropy thought mm-hmm. or learning, it's a great opportunity.
I worked at JCAC in middle school for a couple years. And I could see those little guys walking down and little girls walking down that sidewalk. And some of them were not dress properly. So this, when Chris approached me about it, I was so excited about. And I think it's going to protect not only our community, but Arlington, North Bend. We
Absolutely,
are
yeah.
definitely not just here in Fremont, where
yeah,
all the coats, yeah. The coats will end up in Fremont. However, we want to support everyone. And there are boxes all over. I know the bowling alley in North Bend is doing it. Ben Misfell at Arlington Insurance is doing it for us there. Roots to Wings over there has jumped on board with us. We are very, very excited to make this grow into something that this entire surrounding area can
Absolutely. Be. Ideally, we'd move forward into other local communities, you know, and mm-hmm. They would, with more donation centers there, and then they would stay local in those communities too, would be ideal, but a step at a time. It's our first year doing it. I think, do we have a goal?
We do.
Shooting for 1,000 coats or 2,000?
That would be ideal.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
How long are you guys going on this?
So we'll run November 1st, starting tomorrow. Our first group of boxes will go out tomorrow. And then after that, we'll just continue to grow until December 23rd.
Okay.
But if you want to give your coats early, we have a box here at the radio station.
You can drop
so
them off
you
here.
Can drop them off. I'm going to be the first. Well, no, if they bring them today, I won't be the first. Oh, I'm going home right after this. I know right where they are.
But we are looking for more businesses or any place here in town or anywhere. If you're interested, if it's something you'd be interested in, you can give us a call. Our office is 402-721-1995. And we'd be happy to bring you a box. You can stop by and pick one up at our office, or we'll deliver one to you. And then we make the rounds once a week to all of our centers. We empty them. We take them to get laundered, and then we deliver them to Lifehouse. So it's really pretty easy for the business to just allow us to put one there. It really requires no effort on your part, and be helping out, you know, keeping kids warm.
I imagine so you'll be kind of taking care of the social media side of it too, where people like posting where people can go to put the coats and stuff.
Yes, sir. I will be handling all of that through Facebook as of right now. But and then anytime they want to contact me, it's completely where I'm available at all times.
Yeah, so we'll post Kate's personal cell phone number, her address, everything.
He's funny, y'all.
Bring him by her house any time of the night.
Yeah. Can you come by tonight and pick those up? Because or I'll throw them out by the curb for you. I'll stuff them in the mailbox. Yeah.
Stuff them in the mailbox.
Yeah.
Again, it's Coats for Kids, CR Men Concrete, putting this all together, Kate and Chris, and 721-1995. Appreciate you guys stopping in.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you, Janet and Chris, for having us.
Good effort all the way through December 23rd. So thank you.
I